Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we look in the scriptures, the word that we get in Greek for the word tragedy or really distress, or sometimes in some translations calamity, is only used about four times, twice in Romans and twice in 2 Corinthians 6. Now, let's take a look at the passages in Romans, because that is going to help us in the second step of how to deal with tragedy. We looked at before that the first step is having an eternal mindset. Now, Romans 2:9 makes it very clear that those who are self-seeking, those who disobey God, those who are unrighteous and obey themselves, there will be a time of distress or calamity for them, because there is a judgment coming. But now let's contrast that and look at how the same word is used in Romans 8:35. Because in Romans 8:35, Paul ends up using the same word to say, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, that's that same word for calamity, shall tribulation or distress or persecutions or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? So where tribulation and calamity will be something for the wicked to look forward to, unfortunately, as a judgment, those things cannot separate us from the love of Christ. So even when tragedy happens, we can rest assured that even the worst tragedy in our lives will not separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. So it gives us the assurance of salvation. That's step two in dealing with tragedy in your life.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.